Bedtime Bites presents The Stars That Sing You to Sleep. Jade loved to watch the night sky from her bedroom window. Every evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, she would climb onto her window seat, wrap herself in her favorite starry blanket, and gaze up at the twinkling lights above. One particularly clear night, as Jade's eyelids grew heavy, she noticed something peculiar. The stars seemed to be moving, swirling in graceful patterns across the inky black canvas. She rubbed her eyes, convinced she must be dreaming, but when she looked again, the stars were still dancing. Suddenly, a tiny star with a silvery voice called out to her. "Hello, Jade! We've been waiting for you!" Jade gasped. "You can talk," she whispered, afraid to wake her parents. The star twinkled brightly. "Of course we can. We're the lullaby stars, and we sing children to sleep all over the world." As if on cue, the stars began to hum a soft, melodious tune. Then Jade felt herself relaxing, her body sinking deeper into her cozy blanket. "Would you like to join us on our nightly journey?" the little star asked. Without hesitation, Jade nodded. In a blink, she found herself floating among the stars, her blanket transformed into a shimmering cloak of stardust. The lullaby stars guided Jade across the night sky, visiting children in different parts of the world. They sang to a little boy in Australia who was afraid of the dark, their gentle melody chasing away his fears. They hummed for twin girls in Brazil who couldn't stop giggling, their harmonies finally lulling the sisters to sleep. As they traveled, Jade learned the songs of the stars. There were twinkling lullabies for restless toddlers, soothing ballads for worried children, and dreamy melodies for those with big imaginations. "But how do you know which song to sing?" Jade asked, amazed by their knowledge. The little star that had first spoken to her explained, "We listen to the wishes and worries in their hearts. Then we sing the perfect song to help them drift off to dreamland." Jade thought this was the most wonderful job in the universe. As they continued their journey, she joined in, her voice blending seamlessly with the starry chorus. They sang to a young girl in India who missed her grandmother, their voices carrying memories of warm hugs and bedtime stories. They crooned to a boy in Canada who was excited about his birthday the next day, their tune full of joyful anticipation and sweet dreams. As the night wore on, Jade began to feel sleepy herself. The stars noticed her yawning and decided it was time to bring her home. "Thank you for joining us, Jade," the little star said as they approached her window. "You have a beautiful voice and a kind heart. Would you like to be an honorary lullaby star?" Jade's eyes widened with delight.
"Oh yes, please!"
The stars surrounded her, their light growing brighter and brighter until she had to close her eyes. When she opened them again, she was back in her room, snuggled in her window seat. But something was different. On her blanket, a tiny star now twinkled, sewn with thread that seemed to glow with starlight. From that night on, Jade never felt alone when she went to bed. She knew that high above, her starry friends were singing children to sleep all over the world. And sometimes, if she listened very carefully, she could hear their lullabies carried on the night breeze, reminding her of the magical night she spent among the lullaby stars. As she drifted off to sleep, Jade smiled, knowing that she too was now a part of the stars that sing you to sleep.